Kia ora, welcome to Arise Church Podcast. For more details, you can find us at arisechurch.com. We have a special guest for us today, so we hope you enjoy today's message.
In the Old and New Testament, Leviticus 19:2 and in 1 Peter 1:16, it says there that you must be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. And so this is not just some Old Testament thing that that was a part of what people did back then before Jesus came and we got this wonderful, wonderful experience of salvation and everything changed, but how we live and the holiness of God never changed. Yeah. Yeah. But we are encouraged to be holy because the Lord our God is holy. You know, God in his holiness is this, he's absolute moral purity, which speaks about the perfection of God's moral character. He's absolute separateness, God's incomparable nature. His nature is not what ours is, although we are growing toward his nature, becoming more Christ-like, as it were. And as we are instructed to be holy, as God is holy, we are to reflect and live out the nature and moral character of God. That's what holiness means for you and for me, to live out the nature and moral character of God. The Hebrew and Greek words, kodesh and hagios, for the word holy in the Old and the New Testament, describe, among other elements, to be set apart. To be set apart. What from? From the common and the profane. The profane being an irreverence toward God. And we're seeing that in the world become more and more pronounced, don't we? We see that the light is getting brighter and evil and darkness is becoming greater. We see it after the assassination and killing of Charlie Kirk, how there's been a rise in America in particular of people coming back to faith or coming to faith or getting back to church, which is wonderful. Some people are calling it revival. I wouldn't. I think there's an awakening that's happening. I don't think we're in revival. And I think that's still to come. But it's fantastic what God is doing. But the other side of that is you see all this profane irreverence of God that people are speaking out and against what has been happening, against what has happened to Charlie Kirk and his world and the people around him. So you sort of think, well, why would we want to live like that? What would compel us to be people that would do that, that would say, well, I'm going to reflect and live out the nature and the moral character of God because I'm quite happy where I am right now. Thank you very much. And a lot of us would say that. You know, I'm happy with my Christian world. I'm happy with my Christian walk. And it's so easy, even as time goes on. I've been a believer now for, that many years. 60-something years. And it's so easy just to become comfortable with where you're at and what your Christian life's all about and the fact that, you know, I've been in ministry for over 40 years, but you never should never stop growing. Never stop thinking, well, I've got enough. Because as soon as we do that, I think we pull back from reflecting and living out the nature and the moral character of God. 2 Corinthians 7 and the second part of verse 1, it says, let us work toward complete holiness because we fear God. Well, there's a good reason to do what Scripture is telling us to do. We want to do it because we fear God. We fear who he is. And that word fear means reverence. It means awe and respect for God's power and authority. That is what that word fear means. A reverence and awe of God and a respect for God's power and authority. I'll take that. Because we all want to live that. We want to live in God's power and authority. We all want to have that in our world and in our lives. We want to be people who can go about and live our world and our lives that people would look at us and go, man, that God botherer, they've got something on their world. They've got something on their lives. Something of God's power and God's authority is working through them because they fear God, because they want to live in holiness. Ephesians 1:4, it says, even before God made the world, God loved us and he chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. What a beautiful scripture. And for all of us here this morning, or if you're just watching online today, take this scripture this morning and apply it to your world and to your life, even before God made the world. That's massive. God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. You getting that? Let that sink in. Because let a scripture like that sink in, you go, oh God, we can do this. This is not an impossible task. To live out a holy life, to live out your character, and to live out who you are is not impossible for any of thus, of this, thus, thus and this, thus and this, the same word this morning. He chose us to be set apart. What from? From the immoral and the common. For what purpose? For the dedication of our lives to his purposes. So in other words, you know, if we are to be set apart from what is common, we can all live a common life if we want to. You can live your common life if you like, but I really believe that God has called us to live an uncommon life. A life that's not common. A life that is different. A life that does have with it the normal things of life, its ups and its downs, its good and its bad, its ugly and its beautiful. We all live with that as humanity. But in amongst all that, there's an uncommonness of life that God has called you and I to live. Because common is just that. It's common. Well, who wants to be common? I mean, how common can common be? It's just that. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's out there living a common life. But what a great opportunity God gives us right here this morning, right now, to live an uncommon life, to live a holy life, to live a life that is set apart for his purposes. For his purposes. Hebrews 12:14 says, work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. Now, I love this scripture because it's giving us, because you can read the first part and go, well, okay, work at living in peace with everyone, that's fine, but this is not the theme that we're on. At the moment, the theme is the next part, and work at living a holy life. Let me tell you, those two things go together. They're actually in the same verse. They must go together. And so it says, work at living in peace with everyone. That's a big task right there. And work at living a holy life. You see, there's the inward work of the Holy Spirit in our lives that calls us to holiness. It's interesting that the word work is used there. That's disgusting. It should just happen, you know. God should just pour it out on us, right? I don't want to work in it. I want to work at this work, but it's telling us here, work at living in peace with everyone. That's our outward stuff. And work at living a holy life, coming from the inward life that God is giving to us and showing to us through this series. Living that holy life helps us to live in peace with everyone. So, you know, because you can struggle in your mind with how we connect with people. What we do, if we're living this holy life, then I've got to be someone that's sort of up and out there somewhere. Well, put me on a stake or something. No. Here we all are this morning. You look the same as the guy out there in the street down the road, your neighbor, your work colleague, your university colleague. You just look the same. And you thought you looked different. Because we're all humanity. But we're all made in the image and the likeness of our God. Whether we sit in church on a Sunday or not, whether we know who Jesus is or not. Because Jesus came for all of humanity. He came for all of us, but he's called us as those, if you're sitting in this place this morning or listening online today and watching online today, he's called us to something great. He's called us to this uncommon life to be lived for his purposes through his grace. Work at living an uncommon life of peace with your neighbors, your work colleagues, your business acquaintances, your families, and work at living a holy life as you live life in this world. Susan and I, now we live in an apartment building in Christchurch, which overlooks the memorial wall, which has everybody's names on it that died in the earthquake. And it's a beautiful high-rise building, and we're very privileged to be able to have put only 11 stories. So there's not many apartments there, but we've been very privileged to be able to live right downtown. We love it, right in the city, you know, right where all overlooking the Avon River and the beautiful trees, and you know, every day you just walk in, you just go, wow. It's like this, wow. That the incredible thing that's happened over time is that we've got to meet our neighbours. So, you know, we're the poor Christians, so we're only on level two. And, you know, of course, the higher you go, the more expensive the apartments are and all of that. But over time, we've got to get to know level three and level four. Level three, he's a business guy in Christchurch. He advertises on national TV, window stylish blinds from Window Treatments. If you're ever looking for window treatments, go see Graham. He'll he said he'd give me a cut today. No, and then level four, people that they're actually Auckland people and they live most of the time up there, but spend some time down here. They're spending more and more time down here, and will eventually move down here. You know, and he's been a real stalwart Aucklander, you know, Auckland. Any Aucklanders here this morning? God bless you, I love Auckland. And to visit. And because it rains all the time. But we've got to know these people, and so we formed this group called the Lower Level Group. Levels 2, 3, and 4. And we get together reasonably often to socialise. We go out for meals. We go to someone's level and to have a bite and a drink together. And so we've got to know these guys really well. We have almost, well, I think we've done it now. Level 5 has now been accepted into our group. Everyone wants to join our group. And it's just because of me and Suzanne. But it's interesting because we are in these guys' worlds. None of them acknowledge Jesus yet as their Lord and Savior. And you sort of go, got to live, and thinking about this subject today, living our holy life and listening to these guys and how they speak and what they say. I mean, one of the guys, he's got a vocabulary which is absolutely floral. I'll call it floral. But they know who we are. And the conversations are becoming more and more open because I think we're Because it's almost like treading a tightrope sometimes of living, you know, our holy life and connecting with people who you know you want to see in the kingdom of God. But sometimes I think we shy away from that. But I'm sorry, I'm not like that. I want to get in there. I want these people to become a part of our world so that they can see that there is something different. And we know that they do see there is something different. There is something going on in our world that's attractive to them. And it's living out that life and the purposes of God because we're set apart to do that. We may not subscribe to the fullness of their lifestyle, and we don't. But there's enough in common. There's enough there for us to be able to reach into and to see something great produced out of that. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6 says this, "And I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, will complete it." I didn't even write the right rest of the scripture down. I'm glad I got my Bible with me. "Will complete his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns." I am certain that God's going to do it. Listen, God's begun a great work in every heart and every life in this place this morning. Whether you acknowledge Jesus or not, there's a work going on in your world and in your life today, and God wants to complete it for you. And he said he will complete it for you as we continue to live out our lives in him. We live so the common will become uncommon. We live our uncommon lives with Jesus and the church. We respect those who are in our world and pray, God, bring them closer and closer to you. He will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day that Jesus returns. You know, there's been a lot of talk, Pastor, about us becoming whole people, wholeness. Wholeness is a big deal, right? Maybe here's something to think about. The wholeness is produced out of holiness. Wholeness is produced out of holiness. I think if we have our right thinking about who God is, and the awe and fear that he brings to our world and to our lives in the sense that we're talking about this morning, maybe wholeness would come a whole lot easier. Yeah. A whole lot easier. This uncommon life that we're called to of holy living, it's only possible through the work and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And if you're living a common life this morning, I want to invite you into the uncommon life that God has for you. Because that's what he's calling you into. And I'd like us to pray this morning as we come to the end of the service that God would give us just that revelation. A real sense of, God, I want to live this uncommon life that you've caught, that you set me apart for your purposes. What is God's purpose for your life? I'm not talking about what you feel you're called to. What's your purpose? To live an uncommon life, to live a holy life. I wonder right now if we could just pray together. God, we just thank you today for who you are. We acknowledge you today. We acknowledge the fact that you are a holy God. And you call us to live in that space, to live in this uncommon space that isn't normal. But we want, God, your normal to be our normal. But maybe you're here this morning and maybe you've come along with somebody and you're living just your common life out there in the world. But maybe God this morning is calling you to himself. Maybe this morning you'd like to say yes to Jesus. Say, man, I want to join this uncommon life that God is offering, that God is saying is mine, so that I can live for God's purposes. And if you're here this morning and you're ready for that and you're ready to say yes to Jesus, I'm here to give my life to you today. Through the music set, through what's been said, through the atmosphere in this place, I know that God is calling me. If anyone here is in that place, in that space today, and you're wanting to say yes to Jesus just wherever you're sitting, I just want you just to quickly lift up your hand. We'll see that hand and we'll pray a prayer today. Anyone this morning, just lift it up. God bless you. Anyone else today? God bless you. Anyone else this morning want to say yes to Jesus? Anyone else want to join these three people who have said yes to Jesus this morning? What a beautiful thing. I want us to pray a very simple prayer. I want us to pray it together. It's not very long. Because I think to begin a journey of life in Jesus, to begin this uncommon life, it's not complicated. I just want you to say these words. Jesus, I give you my life. Now, Father, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit in each person's heart, that you would come to them right now. And as they had said yes to you today, God, come to them as they have prayed and given you their lives today. Come in, Holy Spirit. Reside in their world and in their lives, and may they begin this amazing journey of living the uncommon life. I pray for the church this morning. Pray for each of us today that we would know what it is to live that uncommon life. That we live that life that, as we look to you, we see your holiness and your awe and your fear, and we look at all those things and we go, God, we come to you and say, it's about you today. It's about you in our world. It's about you giving to us and us living in your purposes, living your life in and around those that we're connected with on a daily basis. Pray, Holy Spirit, that we as the church would know what it is in these times to be able to live that way and connect with all those around us, them knowing and being attracted to the beauty of who you are in our lives. We give you thanks for that. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for the Arise Church podcast. We hope this message has blessed you. For more content or resources, visit arisechurch.com. Matiwa, see you soon.